from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Got some good news coming up tomorrow in our 9 o'clock hour, probably around 9:20, 9:25.
Yes,
we will be joined by two-time major champion Xander Schauffele, who was with us after he won his PGA Championship at Valhalla in May, and is scheduled to join us tomorrow to talk about winning the Open Championship at Royal Troon.
He's no dummy, man.
On Sunday.
You win a major, you go on with Ben and Woods, you win another major, you have to keep it rolling and go on Ben and Woods again. You can't upset the apple cart at this point. Like, you have to just keep your routine. I know golfers very routine-oriented. So every time he wins a major, you can expect him right here on Ben and Woods.
Right.
It's smart of him to do that.
I mean, I'm glad he won another one soon, because if he had decided that going on Ben and Woods means he's not winning another major, that would have been a bad association for him to make.
100%.
But, yeah, we'll talk to Xander tomorrow morning. You know, his next big tournament is defending his Olympic gold medal from Tokyo. That's coming up, I think, in about a week and a half in Paris when they start the Olympic golf tournament.
I wonder how the golf is in Paris. Everything's pretty awesome over there. I wonder how the golf is.
They played, it's the same course they played the Ryder Cup at 4 years ago.
That doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
5 years ago?
I don't remember. Yeah, I have no recall, as you know.
It's fine.
None whatsoever, especially with golf.
But I believe that means he's seen the course, because I think he was on that Ryder Cup team.
Okay. So he knows it well.
He'll know the course at least.
That's massive. I can't wait. Great get.
He's already gotten one gold medal, and he's got some momentum going into the tournament as well.
A gold medal in two majors, man. Woo, mamacita. That is really, really nice.
It sounds a lot different than a gold medal in no majors, which is like, oh, he's got that gold medal, which is really nice. Now
100%.
It's like, wait, he's got two majors and a gold medal? Show me another golfer on the planet that has that.
Incredible.
Yeah. So tomorrow, around this time, Xander Schauffele going to be back with us.
Nice long tease there. I like that. Horizontal tease in the business.
All right. Paulie's got some more headlines for us. Let's get to the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Fantastic.
Good. Let's see. We are going to start with some Netflix news. Sports Netflix news. You guys watch the Untold series at all?
I have not, but I've heard of it.
It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Mini documentaries. They have a whole series out there and usually focus in on one particular athlete or scandal or story. And it's kind of a mini, you know, 30 for 30 type documentary.
Well done.
It's Netflix's version. They just announced three new sports documentaries, part of the Untold series, yesterday. The first one comes out on August 20th, and it's called The Murder of Air McNair.
Oh, my God.
It's going to detail everything that happened with Steve McNair.
Bro, there was a podcast. You guys remember? I listened to that.
Yes.
Remember that? Air McNair podcast.
You told us about it, though.
Oh, I mean, incredible. I'll find it while you talk. And
it says it's going to start with the Super Bowl in 2000 and go all the way to all of the still like unanswered questions about his murder in 2009.
It was called Fall of a Titan. Mm. And it is so very, very good. Came out in 2009. A long time ago. But you can get it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's really good. I'm all in for that.
Okay, so that's the first one. And then the second one, if I pull it up, is called Sign Stealer. And that's going to be Connor Stallions sharing his side of what the hell happened with Michigan and the sign stealing drama last year that made him just like enemy number one in college football.
Who won the national championship?
Michigan.
Oh.
So this is, I saw this story yesterday, Paulie, and this has got to be bad news for Michigan and Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Because the NCAA, remember, cleared him and said, pretty much nothing to see here.
Right.
And moved on from the story.
Now, Jim Harbaugh, where does he coach now?
He now coaches the Los Angeles Chargers.
So he's
beyond, you know, they can't touch him.
He's beyond reproach.
But in terms of reputation hits, they're not putting Connor Stallions on a documentary to just confirm everything that's been reported already.
You're absolutely right. Nothing happened.
They were totally right. It really was a big nothing burger. I'm sure it's going to be a nice documentary about what a big nothing burger this all was. They've got some dirt. They've got some juice to squeeze. And it's not going to look good for Harbaugh or Michigan when this Netflix untold story comes out. Right? I mean, right.
You know that it makes me insane when you say nothing burger?
Yeah.
Just as an aside.
Hurting the chemistry?
A little bit. It makes me want to leap across. I don't know why. But, Paul, you know what I'm saying. When he says it.
A big, moist, nothing burger.
And then he said it twice, and then he just said it thrice.
Yeah.
And I know you hate moist.
Moist doesn't bother me as much as nothing burger. Panties and nothing burger. Maybe my two least favorite words.
Well, then the third untold Netflix documentary.
It's called Nothing Burger.
No, it's called Nothing Burger. The Michigan one comes out on August 27th, a week later, and then the third week will be September 3rd, and it's called Hope Solo versus U.S. Soccer.
Okay.
And it's going to unpacks two decades of glory and scandal that accompanied her rise to a level of fame that transcended her sport.
Was she the one that was married to the football player and they like...
Jeremy Stevens.
Jeremy Stevens. Yeah, and they were at a pretty rocky scene.
I hope it's not just a lot of grievances. Obviously, you know, Hope Solo clashed big
time.
Yes,
big time. I'm sure that's what it will be.
Yeah, probably.
Could be a nothing burger, though, at the end of the day. We need a new segment. Ben's Nothing Burger. Paulie can have the sound effects of, like, the griddle. The spatula flip.
Two right. Meat down.
Let's work on
two nothing burgers.
Let's work on that segment.
Side of fries and a chocolate shake.
Wow.
All right, we'll switch over some sports media news. Big news yesterday for anybody that is curious about how it's going on.
This is fascinating.
TNT and their NBA rights. So the NBA approved their new media deal. It was $77 billion or something like that over
11 years.
Over 11 years. Woo. And that included ESPN, NBC, and Amazon were the three major partners for the entire package. Well, Turner Sports announced yesterday they own TNT, and it's Warner Brothers Discovery owns Turner, which owns TNT. And TNT has announced that they have matched one of those offers, the Amazon package.
Per their prerogative in the previous contract they signed, they had... matching rights.
Right.
They said,
match.
"Hey,
heard of that?
We'll pass on the we'll pass on the new deal, but we still retain our right to match. If we like any of the other deals that you announce, we can say we'll do that, and then TNT keeps the rights."
Turner's been a part of the NBA since 1984. Like they have been there pretty much since the beginning, and they are matching. It's $1.8 billion per year was the offer that Amazon Prime made. And if this goes through, which again, I just needed clarification. Like, as long as they match it, it's done, right?
Well, this is the thing. If it's in there, obviously they have some legal footing. Like, hey, it's in our contract. We can match. Most of the time, though, when they negotiate a new deal, they will try to negotiate in a way that it's almost impossible for TNT to match. Yeah. Like, they'll write, well, you must be streaming on a platform with at least this many million subscribers. And if TNT says, well, we don't have that platform, Amazon Prime obviously is huge. But according to what I saw,
yes,
they're going to put the streaming part of it on Max, which is Warner Brothers Discovery, and put the NBA games on Fridays and Saturdays on Max. And then on Thursday,
Max, like HBO,
yeah,
Max.
They will have TNT games still on Thursday, which was going to be the main broadcast day for Amazon. But Amazon just spent, I'm sure, the time, the lawyers, whatever, to negotiate this deal. They're going to be extremely ticked about this. We just spent months negotiating a billions and billions of dollar deal. The TNT just comes in the last, goes, yeah, we'll take that from you, and thanks a lot. So I'm Guys. Sure the NBA and Amazon are hopping mad about this, and they're going to try every way they can to keep TNT from actually taking over this match.
Now, brass tacks, gentlemen. I need to know where I'm going to be able to watch my
NBA.
Beloved NBA.
Definitely ESPN, ABC, and NBC.
Okay.
Maybe TNT and Max, or maybe still Amazon Prime. Stay tuned. Could just be a big nothing burger. But
somebody said nothing burger and tea leaves.
It's always food related.
It's your restaurant. Yeah. That's all you serve is nothing burger and tea leaves.
Well salted, though.
Well salted, absolutely.
Well, speaking of restaurants,
I just want the NBA back. That's all I know. I just want the NBA back. I want it.
Take it easy.
I want it. Tell me where I can get it.
Same channel that PLL is on or something.
I don't like the PLL.
So, you do like California Pizza Kitchen, right?
Yeah, I will eat the crap out of California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay. It's not Sammy's, but whatever.
That's true.
It's fine.
Well, CPK,
or Round
I'm going to let everybody know how you can get some discounted mac and cheese from CPK. And it all started because a few days ago, a woman went viral on TikTok, similar to the Ben & Woods show this morning.
Yeah, no big
deal. I think we're up to like 170,000 views. Oh, not bad. Not bad. So a woman posted a TikTok and it was like, I have had such a rough week. It's been a really tough day. I ordered some California Pizza Kitchen to make it easier on me tonight
sure.
for dinner. And she ordered a pizza and she ordered mac and cheese.
Pizza and mac and cheese as a side.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
When the delivery arrived, the pizza was there. But she got just a container of cheese.
No mac.
Like the roux cheese?
Yeah, just the
just
sauce.
The cheese sauce.
Cheese sauce.
They did not add any noodles.
Did she accidentally, hold the noodles
hold
or something?
Noodles. Sometimes maybe you do that you can.
You make an online order and you accidentally click the wrong button. And
so she says that she called the restaurant and let them know what was going on.
That is
two different
cheese.
People said that they didn't make a mistake. And you need to specifically order the noodles, or you're just going to get a container of cheese. So something's off. Whether they're not communicating that effectively.
Yeah, wasn't us.
She's like, it says mac and cheese. Yeah. I ordered mac and cheese.
Ma'am, sorry, this is
you
Mike.
Just gave me cheese.
Well, this is Mike from California Pizza. You didn't actually order the mac part.
That's so anyways, what I call it, the macless mac and cheese.
Yeah, macless mac and cheese.
But you can order mac on the side.
Wow. She blows this up on TikTok. It goes crazy. And CPK sent a very, legitimate, serious apology to her. They sent her a package with a ton of dry noodles and a card saying that she would receive free mac and cheese and free pizza for a year.
That's how you do it.
And then CPK announced that everyone now they're going to capitalize on the viralness of the video. Everyone will receive half off mac and cheese throughout the rest of this month with the promo code cheese, all caps, and Mac.
Cheese and Mac. Cheese now, and I've
Mac.
Never had their mac and cheese.
I
wish
I
that I had. Let's talk mac and cheese for a minute, if we could.
Okay,
I think we have before, but we can do it again. This may not surprise you guys. I do not like fancy mac and cheese at all. I don't like baked bread crumbs at the top. I don't like any of that. I just want noodles and cheese. And there's very few places that actually do it right. I don't need Gruyere in there. I don't need Munster cheese in there. I just want mac and cheese. I don't need lobster in it or bacon bits.
I think you sound like a child.
Or well, fine. But it's mac and cheese. It's not like it's some elegant food of kings. It's mac and cheese. It's for children. So I want it to taste like...
Like you would take Kraft mac and cheese over
it would be in
crusted
my,
top.
It would be in my last meal. Kraft mac and cheese, the box, it would be
made
my,
out of
it'd
powder.
Be, it'd be, my, it'd be in my last meal.
Powder.
100 billion percent. There's
That's
nothing
not
better.
Real food.
So what?
Real mac and cheese with a good cheese
it's
sauce
more
made
like
with
a casserole
real cheese
almost.
Is so much
no,
better.
No, the casserole has breadcrumbs baked in the top.
Yeah.
The Kraft mac and cheese
That's
is just
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Buttery breadcrumbs do not make anything worse.
Gross. But you know what's good mac and cheese is Chick-fil-A.
Yes, it's elite. I agree.
It's absolutely.
That. It is very good.
It's elite. And guess what's in there? Nothing. Just mac and cheese.
But real cheese.
Fine. It's real
not,
cheese is
fine.
You
can tell that it's not made out of powdered dust.
All that is just dried up cheese, Ben. In my mind, Kraft mac and cheese. I could eat a double box, and I wouldn't even blink. It's my favorite. Oh, it's so good. A little salt and pepper, a little Cholula in there, Tabasco. Oh, it's perfect.
Cholula is good in mac and cheese. Perfect. Tabasco is good in mac and cheese.
Oh, I love mac and cheese.
And Chick-fil-A mac and cheese is very good.
It's now a lot
I feel
of
like
work
I need to try
to make like the cheese roux at home.
Oh yeah, it is hard to make.
It's
got
to be kind of a special
box.
Occasion.
Entire stick of butter, by the way. For the double box,
doesn't hurt. I'm
the
sure.
entire stick of butter goes into the double box. Every time my wife has a craving for it, I'll be like, "Yeah, I'll get it," and I always bring home the double. Well, it's because we have four kids. We have two kids, and bro, I end up eating a trough of it. I love it.
Can't but remember by the last way, time I had Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, it's elite.
Speaking of TikTok women complaining about the service and what they actually received, how did your story from your weekend massage that
oh.
you didn't want to pay for? Turn out.
Well, if you missed the show yesterday, yeah. I don't want to reset the whole thing, but essentially my wife was not comfortable getting rubbed down at the resort from a guy with a crustache, and she was not comfortable with it, and I agreed with her, and I wrote the guy an email, and they have refunded our money. So two bunch palms, you have left a very very delicious taste in my mouth, and we will be back.
Otherwise, you had a great time. Now that they've handled
it was
you're 100%
phenomenal.
Good.
100%
okay.
Committed to two bunch palms.
The moral of the story from CPK or Woods, squeaky wheel.
That's right.
Still gets the grease.
Yeah, still gets the grease. I rarely do
I feel
that.
Like I'm never the squeaky wheel.
I rarely do it. You know me. I rarely do it. I just wear it. But this one I could not let get away. We're talking about a matter of comfort here and personal preference. And I'm not trying to screw anyone over, certainly. But, yeah, we got our money back.
Paulie, good job on the Rindle Report. We've got another pair of Sebastian Maniscalco comedy tickets to give away. He's coming to Viejas Arena on August 16th. We will do that right after traffic when Ben and Woods returns on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Guy's sitting on this story for 3.5 hours and just tells us at the break.
I only really thought of it because of our last segment.
It should have been top of mind as you walked in the door. Hey, guys, you'll never believe what happened to me this morning.
I'm not the squeaky wheel. We just had the Ronald report about the woman at CPK not getting Mac with her mac and cheese. And then we heard Woods say that he got refunded for the massage they didn't get because they both said something. The woman complained. Woods sent a sternly worded email, I believe.
It was actually very nice in it.
Nice email.
But they kind of got the point, you know. What are we talking about?
I don't know why I don't have the ability to do that. And I was pulling in like I always do.
This is unreal.
Iced coffee this morning from Mickey D's on the app, 99 cents. Great deal. And I pull up to the window, and usually I can
get that in there.
This is unbelievable.
I can see the worker making
the barista.
The barista.
Yeah, right.
They've got a big vat of iced coffee right there. It's right by the window. So I see him making it. Every single day, same thing. Pours it in, ice, little creamer. They're done and hands it to me. So he starts filling it up, and I see he's about halfway up when he goes, oops, and then moves it over one spot to the normal iced coffee. And I think that's weird.
Gross.
I mean, obviously, he just filled it with something else other than iced coffee.
Root beer.
What I assume you do if you were a food service person is if you mistakenly filled it with the wrong thing, just throw it away and start over. I doubt you're going to bankrupt the company.
You don't even have to give me a fresh cup. You really don't.
Just pour it out.
Re-ice it, and bang, go.
You in your log that 7 ice cubes and a little bit of liquid was lost today through human error. But now he just fills the rest of it up with iced coffee and hands it to me. And so I've ended up drinking what is clearly now
a
half iced tea, half iced coffee mix this morning. And I didn't say anything. Why didn't I say anything?
And you saw it happen.
I saw it happen. There was a big old whoops, and then switch it over to the different spigot that was right next door.
Lisa says orange juice.
Orange juice.
Oh, God.
Now, again, I can't even, I'm racking my brain here to think of a worse combo than iced tea and coffee mixed together. I know people drink tea for breakfast. I had a green tea yesterday. I had a coffee this morning. I'm not mixing those two together. It's not like it was, I've had a little Sprite and I put the rest of Sunkist. I don't know what that drink is, but I'll drink that immediately. That sounds delicious to me. Paulie said at the break, what if it's half lemonade? Oh, crap, there's the iced tea.
Perfect.
Great, you got an Arnold Palmer. Phenomenal.
Well, and maybe part of it is, and
Teefy.
I told you this story before. And you know what? I go there 4 or 5 times a week. So over the last few years, I mean, I've been there hundreds of times. 99% of the time, it's fine. It works perfectly. But the last time that happened, I get it without any sweetener. And I saw the guy
I remember
the sweetener
that.
And put the iced coffee in. And I go, I don't think that's mine. You put the sweetener in. And he just said, no, I didn't. And I go, Yes, you did. I just saw it. And he goes, no, I promise. I didn't. It's no, this is unsweetened. And he gave it to me, and I drove off. And, of course, it was sweetened because I saw him do it.
And you drank it.
I think this time I just thought to myself, I'm going to say something. He's going to go, no, it's just iced coffee. Look at it. It's just fine. But it wasn't. It's clearly half iced tea, half iced coffee.
Zach wonders if you actually asked for an iced coffee tea. And he thought, potentially, the whoops is what throws you. Can I get a coffee tea, please? It's a not great combo.
It wasn't.
And so you...
You're going to go back tomorrow and...
I've drank most of it anyway.
That is coffee and tea mix. You've been drinking it all morning.
I have been.
Just go make coffee. We have a kitchen.
I don't like the coffee here. I do actually like their iced coffee.
They're mixed with iced tea or maybe not Diet Coke next time.
Iced tea.
Perhaps Coke Zero.
You going to flex a muscle in the morning now?
You got to.
Hey, boy, do you know who I am?
You got to say
not.
Something.
That's the thing. I don't say anything. I don't even say it once, dude.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say, but you do need to be a bit more assertive.
Probably.
No, not probably. Definitely.
The problem is you do that, and then the new guy is going to give you the old Hoctua into
yeah,
the coffee.
He's going to give you a Hoctua in there.
Again,
but
yeah,
but you're watching him. You don't want him to spit in that
thing. I want to be a liked, good, regular customer who they like seeing coming and like, you know.
It's 99 cents. They'll live if you go somewhere else.
I know they will.
$5
a convenient for me.
You know what's convenient? Oh, look, that guy's here that complained about that time I put Mountain Dew in his coffee.
He's so unreasonable about it, too. Just drink what
just
I hand you.
Yeah, drink what you get. Bro, you got to say it. You got to say, hey, bud, I just saw you put it. Look like iced tea in there.
Excuse me.
Can we not?
Really,
I don't want to drink
so
that.
Sorry. Was that iced tea?
I don't want this. Or you. Here's what you do. You get it and you go, hey, man, no, that's not
right.
Coffee,
that's
bro.
Not
can
right.
you make that right? I'm so sorry. The fact that he saw you see him.
I know.
And then continue. The whoops.
Whoops. It's the whoops. It's the whoops.
The whoops. Whoops. Hey, don't worry. I'll give it to this guy. He'll drink it anyway because he's a big softy. Man, you are unbelievable. You're unbelievable. All right, so next time, now you know. Next time,
next
be more assertive.
I'm going to try to work on my assertiveness.
All right, we're going to work on that.
I will assertively
something else.
Give away some comedy tickets right now. Sebastian Maniscalco coming to VA House Arena on August 16th. If you'd like to go, we're giving away a pair to the third caller, 833-288-0973. Call now. Or you can get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Again, Sebastian Maniscalco at Viejas Arena, August 16th, 833-288-0973. Good luck. Come back. Wrap things up as we get ready for Annie and Elston. Final segment of Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Still no announcement for tonight for the Washington Nationals.
I have still not seen a pitching probable for tonight's game.
Davey Martinez playing it very close to the vest. He's being very coy.
Could be an opener situation or a call-up perhaps from the minor leagues that we don't know about. I'm sure Mike Shildt is just fretting about what he's going to do about his line.
Just frothing at the mouth.
He's got plans for whatever they're going to throw at him tonight. But it's probably nicer to know in advance who you're going to face.
So always. 100%.
Just let players know, like, hey, you're going to be in the lineup tomorrow. See him in the hotel lobby. Hey, get you in the lineup tomorrow. Can't really say that until you know who the pitcher is going to be.
Yeah, hey, you might be in there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be ready. Be ready to go if I need you.
I guess everybody kind of gets that speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Manny's probably pretty sure he's in the lineup somewhere.
Yeah. Sander. Yep.
Yeah, Jackson Merrill will be in center, I would think.
Yeah, Jerkson.
Jerkson's probably in
he's
left.
Swinging it. You're at least swinging it, you know?
Yeah.
But the Donovan Solanos of the world, they're a little bit on the edge of their seat waiting for the call.
Right. But with lefties the next 2 days
you'll get
already
some
scheduled, you would expect to see some lineup changes because the Padres face nothing but righties in Cleveland. And you were just saying, and kind of a quirky stat, Padres have had nothing but righty starters themselves all year long. Not a single lefty has started a game for the San Diego Padres this year.
They've not graced the rubber yet. Not one left-handed starter all season long. I just saw that from Padres data, and I sat here and I went, nobody. So, I mean, there's The only lefties we have are out of the bullpen. But yeah, no spot starts, no call ups in a pinch, no nothing for the San Diego Padres from the left side this season. And you know, we were talking at the break about tonight's starter for the San Diego Padres, Randy Vasquez, and man, he's it's a bit of a roller coaster ride watching him pitch. You know, feels like he gives up a couple runs early, knuckles down, and I wrote down his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 outings, Ben. Like two earned runs, one earned run, no earned runs, then six against the Phillies. They've done that to a lot of teams. 1, 3, 3, 3. Feels like he gives you a good chance to win a ball game, keeps you in a game, goes five innings, you know, almost every time out. I was looking at his peripheral numbers. Holy smokes. He's probably, according to these, if I'm reading this right, he's like one of the luckiest pitchers in baseball. I mean, he has really been getting pretty lucky, and that is a hard way to live. It's a hard way to live. His expected ERA, Ben, is over six. His expected batting average is 3.24. He's sitting there today at a 4.57 ERA, but it should be roughly 6.28, which is nuts.
His Statcast sliders are mostly in the blue, yep, which is on the poor side.
Doesn't now, walk guys.
Yeah, that's the only thing. He stays in the strike zone. I do remember seeing Eno Saris say some nice things and write some nice things about his stuff plus and his spin rate, especially on the curveball, I think.
Was it the curve?
Which has been his stronger pitch, but you can't rely on that all the time. And, you know, fastball hasn't been great. So, yeah, you know, just hoping he can get through until the trade deadline, and maybe the Padres can get some help, get, you know, Joe Musgrove back at some point, and Randy Vasquez can go back to a swing man or a bullpen piece for the San Diego Padres. But right now, they got no choice. Randy Vasquez is getting a start every fifth day, at least, yep, at this point, and hopefully he can just keep the Padres in the game. Now, remember, they scored a bunch of runs in that series against the Nationals. Whoever was throwing out them, I think it was 9 and 7 and 8, I think, in the three games. So you can win games with offense.
Yeah.
They haven't been winning games with offense much lately. They had the 7-run game on Saturday, but for the most part, the offense has struggled since before the All-Star break. Maybe this is the place where the Padres can break out with the bats for a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely necessary at this point to get this thing moving in the right direction, and certainly coming off a nice series win against Cleveland. Hopefully the vibes are high, the momentum is high, and they're ready to roll. But yeah, I have no idea who's throwing against us tonight, but got to be up for the task. And man, these are just massive games. They're just massive games.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Our pregame show will begin at 2:40 this afternoon. Our Eco Water SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. 3:40 first pitch, as Jesse Agler told us earlier when he was getting his incorporator word, fenugreek. Yeah, there is some rain in the forecast. Probably every single day, but it's that spotty kind of summer East Coast rain that doesn't always affect baseball or could miss the ballpark entirely. Just have to kind of play it by ear, and hopefully Padres don't have to endure any rainouts or even long rain delays over the next 3 days.
If something happens on Thursday where we only have a short show, we're going to have to go longer.
I don't think so. Sammy takes over at 8,
period,
8:05.
Okay.
No matter what.
If you guys like, if you guys
turn my phone off.
I mean, I guess if they completely canceled the game, like,
then we have to do it for,
like, in the middle of the night, the night before.
Right. Which they never did.
Then they probably, it's just tough because they're not going back to Washington.
Right.
So when would you make that game up on Thursday? You'd have to kind of play it on Thursday, or you have to make an entirely separate trip.
Yeah, which is a nightmare.
To Washington later in the season on an off day.
Across the country.
Does Washington stay home? Like, is there any chance they would move Friday's game in Baltimore to a doubleheader on the weekend and let the Padres play?
I've never seen them impact another series like that.
The second series, yeah.
So, you know, I would think they'll wait a long time on Thursday.
I only thought of it because they're, what, like half an hour apart?
They are close.
If you guys like bad radio.
That would be interesting.
It would
a doubleheader in two different cities. It's one of the only places in baseball where
you
it's possible.
It.
But theoretically, if they had to. The Padres could play like a Friday game at like 11 a.m. in Washington and then play a Friday night game in Baltimore as the second half of a day-night doubleheader, and it really wouldn't be that hard.
Like, I don't know for sure. It's like a 45-minute drive,
I think.
It's like closer than Dodger Stadium to Angel Stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty close between the two. So.
I don't know. I don't know how the proximity goes.
Dominic says it's an hour drive.
Hour drive, okay. Yeah, you would not want them to play, load up, go to Baltimore.
Not
and play
ideal,
again.
Of course, be but terrible. Better than flying back to
yeah,
Washington.
I'd wear that. I would absolutely. If I was a player,
in the year. Yeah,
no question. You're like, let's get this thing in. If you guys like bad radio out there, we do have a short show on Thursday, which
it's
has
not,
been.
It's not
Ben
required
and Woods.
That we do a bad show.
Yeah, it just happens. It happens. It's a 2-hour show. We don't know what to do with ourselves when we have that much freedom and when we know that we're getting out of here at 8 a.m.
It's like the last day of school.
Yes. Bring in the thing and let's just play Stand By Me and just take it to the house. It's going to be
roll in the TV on the cart. And
it's going to be so weird. So
that's bad radio. I want to talk about bad social media because MLB's post about Freddie Freeman yesterday.
Yeah. I have not seen this.
It's ridiculous.
Paulie, we can get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Paulie, who has already killed social media with our greatest TikTok post ever, approaching 200,000 views at this point. So you're maybe authorized to comment on other people's social media right
now.
Yeah,
MLB, if you need some assistance here. 196 on our TikTok.
196,000 people?
Yeah, watched you read a list.
Oh my God.
It's weird. I know Woods has seen it because that's the reason it just popped up. You quote tweeted. But MLB posted a video of Freddie Freeman running behind him into foul territory, up the line, and he makes a kind of an over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah.
And MLB posted on the night the Dodgers honor Willie Mays, Freddie Freeman makes an over-the-shoulder basket catch with a blue heart.
Blue heart next to it.
And I go, huh. I hated that somebody, I don't remember who actually posted it, but said, to honor Tim Wakefield, Matt Waldron starts the game with a knuckleball. He's a knuckleball thrower. He starts a lot of games with a knuckleball.
It's true.
Stop.
It was the only the only way Freddie could make that play.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
That play happens.
Jake Cronenworth's very good at it.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, he was in foul territory. Was either make it that way or don't make it at all.
He wasn't running full speed, dead center field for about 100 yards to not even look, throw his glove up and make the most ridiculous the catch. Of all time. It's not even close.
As your son Bo said when he saw it.
That's easy.
That's easy.
I could do it. We practice that play in our house now.
How'd it go?
He 1 out of 40 he makes. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, very difficult. Right.
Arguably, if not the greatest catch all time.
That's why they call it the catch.
And we're putting Freddie Freeman
catching a foul ball in the same. God.
Yeah. Sorry, I just saw that and I go, are you effing kidding
me? Nope, they're not. It's Major League Baseball. Yeah, C20 Moreno says he's barely jogging to make. Yeah, it's like a trot. He was trotting after he goes, whoop, caught it. I make that play 5 years ago. I don't make it now. I had one the other day. It wasn't close. 5 years ago, though, yeah, I can get that one.
I don't think I've ever caught a pop fly over my head.
Have you ever caught a pop fly?
Yeah.
Have you ever caught a pop fly?
Yes, I've caught pop flies in my life. But. Never over my head, basket style. I was first baseman a lot. There was occasionally the pop fly to the infield. Now, a major league pop fly, I don't know if I could do one of those.
That's really hard.
That is really hard.
When we're at fantasy camp, they take that pitching machine they push it
down.
And they shoot it a mile in the air. And you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You're dancing around. It's knuckling at something. And you're just like... How do these guys do? And they do it like this. The ball comes out, they just go boop, and like it's no big deal.
It's such a hard thing to do, and the way they make it look so easy. The way you know, like when Manny says, "I've got it," he's got it.
He's got it.
He's got it.
Yeah.
I can't remember one time that when Manny said, "I've got,"
he didn't get it.
That he didn't get it ever. And it's not that easy.
It's not.
But he always gets it.
They make it look so easy. They make it look so
easy. I mean, every once in a while, obviously, there's
the big skies, the lights.
Yeah, the lights.
You know, there's the play in the triangle that, you know, everyone can't get to that's up in the air. There was a play in Houston a few years ago when the Padres had
the Hosmer
pop-up.
Play?
Yeah, the Hosmer play.
Oh, my God.
In the infield where some communication issues can crop up. But Manny never has any communication
issues.
Anytime
you see two guys going for it and one guy turns his head and looks at the other guy, you know it's toast. I mean, you're just dead. Like, there's almost no way to recover. That Hosmer play was, that was a walk-off, by the way. Nobody
yes,
in the
yes,
chat says so. Eric Hosmer's no better than a fantasy camper. I'd say the majority of fantasy campers out there actually make that play. The majority. I'd say 79 to 80% make that play in the field. But his glove was sick. He was the first one to tell you. His glove's sick, bro.
Woods pulled an Eric Hosmer on Sunday.
Did I?
Kind of.
The back to the back and then the dive. Yeah, there was a ground ball my way, Ben. And I don't have a lot of range. So my first step is where? Playing first. Back to the bag. And I went, oh, crap, that's in my range. So I had to dive across my body. Missed it completely.
And the kid was running.
Oh.
Tripped over your leg and, like, did a full 2.5 spins.
That was a different play.
That's the one I was talking about at the beginning of the game.
I did have this kid ran right into my butt, and it knocked him out cold. He was, like, 16 years old.
It so looked... Like, you obviously didn't, but it looked like you pulled the move where Hosmer would go behind
the bag. Yeah, no.
To pick the scoop.
The long hop. Yeah, it happens. It happens. My glove is not sick, by the way. It's not. It's not sick at all. I'll tell you right now.
I just saw a story that I got popped up, and remember Cocaine Bear, the movie?
I never saw it, but I talked
to the producer, my buddy from college, Adithya, who's the producer of Cocaine Bear. I think we've got a sequel here because this is an actual news story. Sharks off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine, scientists
say. Tested positive?
Yes, they have tested positive. Concentrations as much as 100 times higher than they've ever seen before. The experts believe the cocaine is making its way into the waters via illegal labs where the drug is manufactured on the coastline.
Cocaine Shark.
Cocaine Shark is the next movie.
Is it a movie or no?
It's not. No, this is a real story.
That's a real story.
But, you know, researchers say the drugs likely have similar effects on animals as they do on humans.
So they're just going to be smoking cigarettes, looking out their windows at night,
cooked
twirling
out sharks
their mustache.
In Brazil.
Yeah, no thanks. I never find anything good in the water. I don't go in the water.
You
much,
don't go in the water. No. Well, this isn't going to help get Woods into the water this summer.
What time's the game tonight, Ben?
3:40.
2:40, EcoWater SoCal pregame show.
All right. I'm going to be watching my phone. Be at Frozen Ropes. Getting some work in. Not me. My six-year-old. Man, all right.
Was that Padres camp just a one-day
camp? No, it's all week. He's there right now.
And he's going to Frozen Ropes later.
Yeah.
My goodness, that kid is a glutton for baseball.
He is a grinder, man. He just, you can't, last night after a full day of camp and then practice with me, at Taylor's thing, he gets home and he's just throwing the ball against the door. Just bam, bam, bam. He's on fire, man. I'm not going to snuff it out either. Just keep grinding. Never know what can happen.
You're just hoping.
Are you afraid of burnout?
He doesn't burn out.
A little
out.
Bit.
Yeah.
But I don't push him. So it's all him.
Right.
I don't push him at all. Not even a little. You know, I just.
And you're not Todd Marinovich's
no,
dad.
God, no. No. We eat plenty of quarter pounders
that,
in my
yeah.
house.
All right. Well, that was decent radio for 4 hours. See
like
what anything else
3:40.
Yeah, we kind of ran out of steam there at the end. Don't forget, we got Xander Schauffele in our 9 o'clock hour tomorrow talking to the major champ. Have some Padres baseball to talk about as well for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Still no announcement for tonight for the Washington Nationals.
I have still not seen a pitching probable for tonight's game.
Davey Martinez playing it very close to the vest. He's being very coy.
Could be an opener situation or a call-up, perhaps, from the minor leagues that we don't know about. I'm sure Mike Shildt is just fretting about what he's going to do about his lineup.
Just frothing at the mouth.
He's got plans for whatever they're going to throw at him tonight. But it's probably nicer to know in advance who you're going to face.
So always. 100%.
Just let players know, like, hey, you're going to be in the lineup tomorrow. See him in the hotel lobby. Hey, get you in the lineup tomorrow. Can't really say that until you know who the pitcher is going to be.
Yeah, hey, you might be in there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Be ready. Be ready to go if I need you.
I guess everybody kind of gets that speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Manny's probably pretty sure he's in the lineup somewhere.
Yeah. Xander. Yep.
Yeah, Hassan Jackson Kim, maybe. Merrill will be in center, I would think.
Yeah. Jerkson's
probably in
he's
left.
Swinging it. You're at least swinging it. You know?
Yeah.
But the Donovan Solanos of the world, they're a little bit on the edge of their seat waiting for the call.
Right. But with lefties the next 2 days,
yeah,
you'll get already some scheduled. Yep. You would expect to see some lineup changes because the Padres face nothing but righties in Cleveland. And you were just saying, in kind of a quirky stat, Padres have had nothing but righty starters themselves all year long. Not a single lefty has started a game for the San Diego Padres this year.
They've not graced the rubber yet. Not one left-handed starter all season long. I just saw that from Padres data. And I sat here and I went, nobody. Nobody. So, yeah, I mean, there's the only lefties we have are out of the bullpen. But, yeah, no spot starts, no call-ups in a pinch, no nothing for the San Diego Padres from the left side this season. And, you know, we were talking at the break about tonight's starter for the San Diego Padres, Randy Vasquez. And, man, it's a bit of a roller coaster ride watching him pitch. He, you know, feels like he gives up a couple runs early, knuckles down. And I wrote down his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 outings, Ben. Like two earned runs, one earned run, no earned runs, then 6 against the Phillies. They've done that to a lot of teams. 1, 3, 3, 3. Feels like he gives you a good chance to win a ball game, keeps you in a game, goes 5 innings, you know, almost every time out. I was looking at his peripheral numbers. Holy smokes. He's probably, according to these, if I'm reading this right, he's like one of the luckiest pitchers in baseball. I mean, he has really been getting pretty lucky. And that is a hard way to live. It's a hard way to live. His expected ERA, Ben, is 6, over 6. His expected batting average is 3.24. He's sitting there today at a 4.57 ERA, but it should be roughly 6.28, which is nuts.
His Statcast sliders are mostly in the blue, which is on the poor side.
Doesn't walk guys.
Yeah, that's the only thing. He stays in the strike zone. I do remember seeing Eno Saris say some nice things and write some nice things about his stuff plus and his spin rate, especially on the curveball, I think.
Was it the curve?
Which has been his stronger pitch, but you can't rely on that all the time. And, you know, fastball hasn't been great. So, yeah, you know, just hoping he can get through until the trade deadline and maybe the Padres can get some help, get, you know, Joe Musgrove back at some point and Randy Vasquez can go back to a swing man or a bullpen piece for the San Diego Padres. But right now, they got no choice. Randy Vasquez is getting a start every fifth day at least at this point. And hopefully he can just keep the Padres in the game. Now, remember, they scored a bunch of runs in that series against the Nationals. Whoever was throwing out of them, I think it was 9 and 7 and 8, I think, in the 3 games. So you can win games with offense.
Yeah.
They haven't been winning games with offense much lately. They had the 7-run game on Saturday. But for the most part, the offense has struggled since before the All-Star break. Maybe this is the place where the Padres can break out with the bats for a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely necessary at this point to get this thing moving in the right direction, and certainly coming off a nice series win against Cleveland. Hopefully the vibes are high, the momentum is high, and they're ready to roll. But yeah, I have no idea who's throwing against us tonight, but got to be up for the task. And man, these are just massive games. They're just massive games.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Our pregame show will begin at 2:40 this afternoon. Our EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levitt. 3:40 first pitch, as Jesse Agler told us earlier when he was getting his incorporator word. Fenugreek. Yeah, there is some rain in the forecast. Probably every single day, but it's that spotty kind of summer East Coast rain that doesn't always affect baseball or could miss the ballpark entirely. Just have to kind of play it by ear, and hopefully Padres don't have to endure any rainouts or even long rain delays over the next 3 days.
If something happens on Thursday where we only have a short show, are we going to have to go longer?
I don't think so.
You
Sammy
don't think
takes
so.
Over at 8:05.
Period.
Period.
Okay.
no matter what.
If you guys, I'm turning my phone off.
I mean, I guess if they completely canceled the game, like,
then we have to do a full,
like, in the middle of the night, the night before,
right? Which they never.
Then they probably. It's just tough because they're not going back to Washington,
right?
So, when would you make that game up on Thursday? You'd have to kind of play it on Thursday, or you have to make an entirely separate trip.
Yeah, which is a nightmare.
To Washington later in the season on an off day.
Across the country.
Does Washington stay home? Like, is there any chance they would move Friday's game in Baltimore to a doubleheader on the weekend and let the Padres play?
I've never seen them impact another series like that.
The second series, yeah.
So, you know, I would think they'll wait a long time on Thursday.
I only thought of it because they're, what, like half an hour apart?
They are close.
If you guys like bad radio.
A double, ooh, that would be interesting. A doubleheader in two different cities. It's one of the only places in baseball where
it's
possible. But theoretically, if they had to, the Padres could play like a Friday game at like 11 a.m. in Washington and then play a Friday night game in Baltimore as the second half of a day-night doubleheader, and it really wouldn't be that hard.
Like, I don't know for sure.
It's like a 45-minute drive, I think.
It's like closer than Dodger Stadium to Angel Stadium.
Yeah, it's pretty close between the two. So.
I don't know. I don't know how the proximity goes.
Dominic says it's an hour drive.
Hour drive. Okay. Yeah, you would not want them to play, load up, go to Baltimore.
Not
and play
ideal,
again.
Of course, be but terrible. Better than flying back to
yeah,
Washington.
I'd wear that. I would absolutely. If I was a player,
later in the year, yeah,
no question. You're like, let's get this thing in. If you guys like bad radio out there, we do have a short show on Thursday, which
it's
has
not,
been
it's not
Ben
required
and Woods.
That we do a bad show.
Yeah, it just happens. It happens. It's a 2-hour show. We don't know what to do with ourselves when we have that much freedom and when we know that we're getting out of here at 8 a.m.
It's like the last day of school.
Yes. Bring in the thing and let's just play Stand By Me and just take it to the house. It's going to be
roll in the TV on the cart. And
it's going to be so weird. So
that's bad radio. I want to talk about bad social media because MLB's post about Freddie Freeman yesterday.
Yeah, I have not seen this.
It's ridiculous.
Paulie, we can get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Paulie, who has already killed social media with our greatest TikTok post ever, approaching, 200,000 views at this point. So you're maybe authorized to comment on other people's social media right
now. Yeah, MLB, if you need some assistance here. 196 on our TikTok.
96,000 people?
Yeah. Watched you read a list.
Oh my God.
It's weird. I know Woods has seen it because that's the reason it just popped up. You quote tweeted. But MLB posted a video of Freddie Freeman running behind him into foul territory, up the line, and he makes a kind of an over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah.
And MLB posted on the night the Dodgers honor Willie Mays, Freddie Freeman makes an over-the-shoulder basket catch with a blue heart.
Blue heart next to it.
And I go, huh. I hated that somebody, I don't remember who actually posted it, but said, to honor Tim Wakefield, Matt Waldron starts the game with a knuckleball. He's a knuckleball thrower. He starts a lot of games with a knuckleball.
It's true.
Stop.
It was the only the only way Freddie could make that play.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
That play happens.
Jake
so
Cronenworth's very good at it.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, he was in foul territory. Was either make it that way or don't make it at all.
He wasn't running full speed, dead center field for about 100 yards to not even look, throw his glove up and make the most ridiculous the catch of all time. It's not even close.
As your son Bo said when he saw it.
That's easy.
That's easy.
I could do it. We practice that play in our house now.
How'd it go?
He 1 out of 40 he makes. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, very difficult.
Right. Arguably, if not the greatest catch all time.
That's why they call it the catch.
And we're putting Freddie Freeman
catching a foul ball in the same. God.
Yeah. Sorry, I just saw that and I go, are you effing kidding
me? Nope, they're not. It's Major League Baseball. Yeah, C20 Moreno says he's barely jogging to make. Yeah, it's like a trot. He was trotting after he goes, whoop, caught it. I make that play 5 years ago. I don't make it now. I had one the other day. It wasn't close. 5 years ago, though? Yeah, I can get that one.
I don't think I've ever caught a pop fly over my head.
Have you ever caught a pop fly?
Yeah.
Have you ever caught a pop fly?
Yes, I've caught pop flies in my life, but never over my head, basket style. As first baseman, a lot. There's occasionally the pop fly to the infield. I don't know. Major League pop fly, I don't know if I could do one of those.
That's really hard.
That is really hard.
When we're at fantasy camp, they take that pitching machine
and push it down a mile high.
And they shoot it a mile in the air. And you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You're dancing around. It's knuckling at something. And you're just like, how do these guys do it? And they do it like this. The ball comes down, they just go boop. And like, it's no big deal.
It's such a hard thing to do. And the way they make it look so easy. The way you know, like when Manny says, I've got it, he's got it.
He's got it.
He's got it.
Yeah.
I can't remember one time that when Manny said, I've got
it. He didn't get it.
That he didn't get it. Ever. And it's not that easy.
It's not.
But he always gets it.
They make it look so easy. They make it look so
easy. I mean, every once in a while, obviously, there's
the big skies, the lights.
Yeah, the lights.
You know, there's the play in the triangle that, you know, everyone can't get to that's up in the air. There was a play in Houston a few years ago when the Padres had
the Hosmer
pop up.
Play?
Yeah,
oh
the Hosmer
God.
Play.
Oh, my God.
In the infield where some communication issues can crop up, but Manny never has any communication.
Anytime you see
there.
Two guys going for it and one guy turns his head and looks at the other guy, you know it's toast. I mean, you're just dead. Like, there's almost no way to recover. That Hosmer play was, that was a walk-off, by the way. Nobody in the chat says so. Eric Hosmer's no better than a fantasy camper. I'd say the majority of fantasy campers out there actually make that play. The majority. I'd say 79 to 80% make that play in the field. But his glove was sick. He was the first one to tell you. His glove's sick, bro.
Woods pulled an Eric Hosmer on Sunday.
Did I?
Kind of.
The back to the back and then the dive? Yeah, there was a ground ball my way, Ben. And I don't have a lot of range. So my first step is where? Playing first. Back to the back. And I went, oh, crap, that's in my range. So I had to dive across my body. Missed it completely.
And the kid was running.
Oh,
tripped over your leg and like did a full 2.5 spins.
That was a different play.
That's what I was talking about in the beginning of the game.
I did have this kid ran right into my butt and it knocked him out cold. He was like 16 years old.
You obviously didn't, but it looked like you pulled the move where Hosmer would go
behind the bag. Yeah, no.
Pick the scoop.
The long hop.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
My glove is not sick, by the way. It's not. It's not sick at all. I'll tell you right now.
I just saw a story that I got popped up. And remember Cocaine Bear, the movie?
I never saw it, but I remember.
To the producer, my buddy from college, Adithya, who's the producer of Cocaine Bear. I think we've got a sequel here because this is an actual news story. Sharks off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine. Scientists say. Yes, they have tested positive. Concentrations as much as 100 times higher than they've ever seen before. The experts believe that cocaine is making its way into the waters via illegal labs where the drug is manufactured on the coastline.
Cocaine Shark.
Cocaine Shark is the next movie.
Is it a movie or no?
It's not. No, this is a real story.
That's a real story.
But, you know, researchers say the drugs likely have similar effects on animals as they do on humans.
So they're just going to be smoking cigarettes, looking out their windows at night,
coked
twirling
out
their mustache.
In Brazil.
Yeah, no thanks. I never find anything good in the water. I don't go in the water.
You
much,
don't go in the water. No. Well, this isn't going to help get Woods into the water this summer.
What time's the game tonight, Ben?
3:40.
2:40 Eco Water SoCal pregame show.
All right. I'm going to be watching on my phone. Be at Frozen Ropes. Getting some work in. Not me. My 6-year-old. Man, all right.
Was that Padres camp just a one day?
No, yeah. It's all week. He's there right now.
And he's going to Frozen Ropes later.
Yeah.
My goodness, that kid is a glutton for baseball.
He is a grinder, man. You can't. Last night, after a full day of camp and then practice with me, at Taylor's thing, he gets home and he's just throwing the ball against the door. Just bam, bam, bam. He's on fire, man. I'm not going to snuff it out either. Just keep grinding. Never know what can happen.
You're just hoping.
Are you afraid of burnout?
He doesn't burn out.
A little bit,
yeah.
But I don't push him. So it's all him.
Right.
I don't push him at all. Not even a little. You know, I just.
And you're not Todd Marinovich's
no,
dad.
God, no. No. We eat plenty of quarter pounders in my house.
All right. Well, that was decent radio for 4 hours. See like what anything else 340. Can do. Yeah, we kind of ran out of steam there at the end. Don't forget, we got Xander Schauffele in our 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, talking to the major champ. Have some Padres baseball to talk about as well for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.